So the second speaker is John Han Kim from Microsoft Research. Title is the Poisson cloning model for random graph.
Okay. I just made two titles for the same talk. And it's not two talks, just
okay.
What's the MG here? Here. It's Nathan here.
Is it okay?
Yeah, it's better.
Three.
Okay. So.
We have to be at least 19.
Oh, it's slow. So, I'm gonna quickly go over episode 1 and 2, and then we have our main presentation. Okay. So where is the pointer? Somewhere. Right. Okay. So, okay. Is it okay or? Okay. So use your random graph. On n vertices, there are n to 2 edges, and each of them is independently in our random graph G and P with probability P. So, for example, if P is 1, then we got complete graph, and if P is 0, then we don't have any edge. In general, expected number of edges is NP, which means P times n to 2. That's expectation. And for fixed graph with M edge, probability our random graph becomes this graph G is exactly P to the M, whatever, 1 minus P to the M times 1 minus 2 minus M. Okay. And here is partial list of problems about random graph. First one is about phase transition, which means this. So, on increasing P, we expect like this. If P is bigger than P1, then probability our random graph has a property P. If P is less than P2, it goes 0. Especially, we expect P1 and P2 are very similar, almost the same, depending. Examples of properties are this. P1 could be change of and P2 maybe G contains your perfect matching. G contains your connected component of size epsilon, at least epsilon n. PK could be G contains your subgraph of minimum degree, at least K. So I will problem. And other things people are interested in about random graph is expected independence number or chromatic numbers or the distribution of them, something like that. And random graph to show that exist property, for example, graph without but large chromatic number, or the triangle free graph with relatively small independent, something like that. Just one result about the random graph. I chose this problem because I need this I need this later. So this is so-called K-core problem. I missed some slide here, so I didn't define K-core. Oops. It's here. Anyway. So K core problem is this. So the definition of K core is this. A K core of a graph is largest subgraph with minimum degree n is k. So it's like PK. Okay. So for example, if K is 3, then we are looking for subgraph of a graph with minimum degree n is k. So we define this strange number, and I'll explain it's important later. But this is just definition. Lambda k is minimum of this function, while this denominator is this number, which is exactly Poisson raw random variable needs k minus 1. So just by some reason. And Peter Spencer Womald proved this. So instead of p, I wrote lambda over n minus 1. So lambda is expected average. Okay. So in terms of expected average degree, lambda is less than this number we defined before. With high probability, we don't have k core. Lambda is bigger than this lambda k, then with high probability, k core. So we have the window of the ratio, so which is about n to the minus. Okay. And so we can also prove that either there is no k-core, if for k n is 3, I mean, either there is k-core n is this size. We can explicitly compute lambda k star, though I don't remember. This is just one of typical example of phase transition. Very nice. That's for random graph. And second one is random deregular graph. Okay, so there are many models for random deregular graph, but I'm gonna go over only first two because I don't have time. I don't mean these are not. I just don't have. Oops. I'm lost here. Okay, first of all, the uniform model of random graph is this. So uniform model is quite easy to define, maybe hard to understand though. So suppose the first with n elements, then we consider all possible deregular graph on n. Of course here d times n should be even, otherwise we don't have deregular graph. So we always assume d times n even. So consider all possible deregular graphs on n vertices and fixed n vertices. Then we choose one. So then that's well-defined random regular graph model. So for example, random one regular graph is random perfect matching, just perfect matching. Disjoint edges, which covers all vertices. Random two regular union of sides. Front weight, maybe. It's with the same weight. So, for example, random two regular perfect match small, and random two regular in your Hamiltonian cycle, it's also smaller. We regular graph, but it's not easy to understand because what just uniform. So if n is large, then there are so many three regular graphs on n vertices, so it's not easy to understand. So that's why people consider the pairing mode of due to Bolovac, and many people consider it. And now I can use, I just define what is a pairing model. So consider we are to generate only three regular graph. Then for each vertex, suppose we have 9 here. So my computer is doing strange. Then we consider 3 copies of first vertex. And same thing, 3 copies of, there is some sound effect too. Like this, can you hear? So 3, like this. So, for each line, so I just draw lines to help your eyes, so line doesn't mean anything for a while. Later it will, but for a while, so only 3. It's wrong because 3 times 9 is 27, but assume it's even, so 27, assuming 27 is even, okay. Okay. So then take random 2. So we just take any 2. Then each copy, our graph is something like this. We draw edges. Can you see? Oh, it's missing. So B1, B8 is connect. If 2. Parallel, not specific one. And if we choose another like this, we draw, I hope you can see now. Something is missing. So we draw edge between B2, B5. B5 or B2, B8, but you understand what I mean. Not so lucky, then could have chosen digital again, which is basically the same as this. Then we draw another edge here. So the resulting graph could have multiple edges. Or if we choose 2 from copies of the same vertex, then we draw here a loop. So the resulting graph could be in a loop. Generally, it's multigraph. Okay, this is for next. But this is a probability well-defined 3 regular graph, all kind of or random, because we have probability. I'm taking too much time on here. Okay, because we have probability space, we conditioned on no loop and no multiple edges, so we can define new model, but this new model turns out to be the exactly same as the uniform model by trivial correspondence. It's 1 to d factorial to the n factorial. I mean 1 to d factorial to the n correspondence between these. So they are equivalent model. Okay? So people, of course, so these events, these union of these 2 events is called simple. So of course, the probability of simple of this model, so they just do this. Hundreds of paper about random regular graph, does it contain perfect matching or Hamiltonian decomposition and something else. But I'm not going to go over again because of time. New movie? Okay, so I'm going to talk about Poisson clone. So here is simple motivation. Expected average degree is constant, let's say lambda, FGMP. Then all degrees are identically distributed, and they are binomial n minus 1 choose p. Because for each vertex, we have n minus 1 possibility. Each of them is connected with probability p. So especially when p is lambda over n minus 1, lambda is constant again, then dB is almost Poisson lambda. So again, dB is not exactly Poisson, but almost Poisson lambda. And they are identically distributed, but not independent. For example, some of dB should be even, so some of independent random variables cannot be even in general. I mean. So they are not independent, but everybody assumes they are. They compute, assuming they are independent, and then bypass this kind of computation. So, it's natural to have another model in which all degrees are IID Poisson. So here we just consider the lambda is constant case, but we can extend this later. But I'm not going to do that here. But let's say lambda is 10. Then we expect some model for random graph so that this is true. Of course, the new model, we expect also the new model should be similar to original GMP model, in some sense, at least. Okay. Then once you a random regular graph pairing model, obvious somehow. That. Okay, then let's just do that. So for each vertex B, we want Poisson lambda, so we generate independently take Poisson lambda variables for each B. So I would say for each B, we choose DB clones. Previously, I called it called them copies, but here now I will call them clones. So for each B, we choose DB clones, while DB is ID Poisson. Something. Okay? Poisson lambda. So some of DB could be odd, but let's forget about that case again. So we are assuming MP is even, then we generate random perfect matching on MP clones. And then contract clones of the same vertex, like here. Here, consider three clones for each vertex. But here, now, what's that? Now we may consider anything. So depending on this random variables, so for example, DB1 was 3, and DB2 was 2, and something like that, then we can just do that. Then do the same thing. We just take two random ones, random clones, and connect them and do the same thing. Like this. And it could have, again, it could have edges here, this one, and could have roof over there. I don't care. So to just do it randomly. Then this is the model. It clear the model definition of model. So we choose a Poisson. So any question? Poisson this variables, NP, then we choose NP IID uniform random vertices from out of. Because of this this is equivalent to the previous one. And do the same thing after that. Okay. After doing this, first of all, we want to compare GMP and this new model. This is Poisson cloning, not personal computer.
What was the equivalent?
So equivalent is we choose MP, number MP, which is on this. So which means half of this is number of edges. So if it were even. Anyway, so we choose this random variable, and then we choose MPIID random vertices. We choose, we have n vertices in a box. We choose one randomly with repetition, and keep doing that MP times. So that is equivalent to previous one, because of property of Poisson distribution. But I'm not going to use this. So I used this in some proof, but I'm not going to give you the proof, so I'm not going to use it. Any other questions? We just compare GMP and GP Poisson cloning MP. If expected average degree is order 1, or number of expected number of wedge is order n, they are the same condition, then basically we are interested in this probability for any simple graph G, and any collection G of simple graphs. We are basically interested in this probability for random graph. G could be all graphs contain K4 or something like that. So we are interested in this one. This one, except this small one, this is order n. So let's say this is theta n, meaning it's exactly order n. Then except these two small, exponentially small probabilities, so we can low bound this probability by Poisson cloning model with some constant, and upper bound with another constant, but here there is half by some stupidly reason. So now I'm trying what Miki told me. Okay. So in general, this may be possible. I mean, I think this is possible. We are all working on details, but this should be true. With some degree condition, in general, we can define G and DI, which is a uniform random DI graph. This notation is not standard, but I use this to save the space. So it's obvious. Random D, if all DIs are D, then it's exactly random, uniform random D regular. And so with given graphs with that degree sequence, then we can do that. And we condition dbi is equal to di in Poisson cloning, then we can do similar thing. Quite exact after condition. So, but this is just extra. So I just want to mention, but not important here. Okay, go. It works. Okay. Any question about models? Or? So that's a good question. If number is odd, then you can define any non-simple graph you want. So you can just decide what to do when it even odd, and you can. Any distribution or anything, but it should not be non-simple. If ignore, then we condition more than less. So if condition, then analysis becomes hard. So I don't want to even ignore. Let it go. Any other question? Any other question? Okay. Then, after introducing a new model, so why should we consider model? Why is this cases? So this is the reason. Okay, I'll explain this one first. So suppose we have NP class, and then there are many ways to generate a perfect matching on NP clones. In roughly speaking, it's the following. Dependent problem, we change the way to generate random perfect match so that problem becomes easier. Of course, we don't change the whole definition. It should be the same model as before, but because there are many ways to matching on NP clones, so we can do that. So I will show you. If you see, then you will understand better. Yes? So two ways are the following, as follows. Okay? For each clone W, assign uniform random real number between 0 and lambda. Again, lambda is expected average degree. Then we call a clone is larger than another clone if the assigned number is. So there is no possibility of tie because it's uniform between 0 and lambda. So with probability 0, they are the same. So here is example. Now these lines have meaning. So they are numbers between 0 and lambda. So this clone of B1 could be assigned, let's say, lambda minus 0.2, whatever. And another one, maybe 0.5, whatever. Maybe scale 2, something like that. We just assign this. Just like that. And this way to generate random perfect matching is the following. We take the largest two here, and match them. Suppose we assign random numbers, the largest two is random. Two random clones of whole clone. Same thing. After taking two random ones, and then the others are still random, so we choose them and keep them. So this is this way. They are crossing because we keep choosing two largest one. Another way is this. You choose your favorite one first, and I match it with the largest one, except this clone itself, of course. But here is the rule. We are not allowed to look at the assigned numbers when we choose our favorite one. So, but we are allowed to choose, take a line with two clones, and because we didn't look at the numbers. So, for example, suppose you have chosen this clone. Then I just match it with the largest one. Here, you don't have to move this line, this vertical line, but it is convenient to move. One. So, just match them. So this is for next one. Okay, something like this. Is it clear? So then you choose one, right? So then I match them. You can choose that one, then I would match it with that. Because the chosen one, I don't count. Okay. So assuming NP is even, so we by this way we generate random perfect matching on clones. Okay. Now I just go back to the problem. Just in case you forgot the definition of K-core, it's here. So K-core is a graph. K core over graph is the largest subgraph with minimum degree n least k. So you can think of k is equal to 3. So I'm not able to explain anything beyond 3. So just k. And Peter Spencer and Warmer. By using this Poisson cloning, so this is for random graph. So I think I should explain how they prove this. So to generate 3 core if it exists, then given random graph, we wanna keep removing vertices of degree 2 or less, and keep doing that, then we'll create new vertices of degree 2 or less because we removed some vertices, and keep doing that. If something left, it's 3 core. If nothing left, there's no 3 core. And they analyze basically this procedure very carefully using differential equation method, and it's quite nice paper, and they carefully analyze everything. It's quite rigorous. Okay, so I lost my slide while explaining this. Okay. So now we consider told this Poisson cloning model is very similar to a random graph model because of the lemma I introduced. So it's enough to consider, in a sense, Poisson cloning model. For Poisson cloning model, I can even improve this a little bit. But my point is the proof method rather than this improvement. And so we can do similar thing. Okay. Okay, now, so remember, in this model, we just generate n Poisson lambda variables, random variables, n times for each vertex, and then we do this. That was the model. So initially, we call a vertex V is light if its degree dB. Here we generate dB. Here, dB is less than k. And we call its clone, the corresponding clones are light. Light if degree is less than k, or number of V clones, which means obvious one, is less than k. So it is heavy otherwise. We call corresponding clones are right or heavy based on corresponding vertex is light or heavy. So that's the obvious one. For example, this one. Again, k is equal to, then initially this one, b1, b2, b3, b4 are heavy, and these are light, and this is light, and this is heavy. Then what is the algorithm rate k-core? So we are generating our model as well as we are solving the k-core problem at the same time. So choose light one here, for example, this one. And I take the largest here and match them. Because these two cannot be in k-core, so we remove them. Okay? So take the next light clone and match it here and here. So in this case, this one was red, but it could have been blue if this clone was missing. So not only blue-red match, we could match blue-blue, but at least one blue should be involved. And do this. And then this become light. So we just recolor this and keep doing that. So while we are doing this, we move this vertical line to find. That is procedure. The same thing does just we define new light and new heavy, and then do the same thing. So nothing special for in general. So each step we remove two clones, if it were possible. And so in general, let's define these parameters first. So this is the mode we analyze. If this line stops somewhere, then we have three core. If this line doesn't stop, then we don't have three core. So let's say Ni is number of So whenever we match two clones, that's one step. So it's obvious Ni is N0 minus 2i, something like that. So N0 is lambda times n in expectation, it's possible. And lambda is length of the interval. So originally it was lambda. And now we count number of unmatched heavy clones, which was this by definition. So DB is number of clones in each B. So we want to count DB whenever DB is at least K. And this is Poisson lambda. DB is Poisson lambda ID. Okay. So keep is Ni is trivial, and we wanna keep information of lambda I. Once we know lambda I, Hi in general is obvious. Because we move lambda I becomes here, then number of heavy clones is exactly this. They are sum of IID still. And only of DIB it becomes Poisson lambda I. And they are IID, and so it's easy to compute. So as long as we have information about lambda I, we can count this easily because they are sum of IID. And furthermore, Ni minus Hi is the total number of unmatched light clones. Of course, this is total number of clones, and Hi is number of clones, then Ni minus Hi, total number of light clones. So that there is no k-core if and only if Ni minus Hi is always positive, except the last step. Of course, here there is some except for last step. That is, but as I said, Ni is easy to compute. Here. To compute N0 minus 2i. So, and Hi is quite easy once lambda I is known. So, the thing we have to do is lambda I. Once we estimate lambda I quite accurately, then everything is done. But lambda I is not hard to analyze because lambda is more or less the distribution of maximum of Ni minus 1 random numbers. Right? But because these are random numbers, so lambda is basically a maximum of Ni minus 1. So we can write. Excuse me? I couldn't hear you.
Taking away I like one thing.
I mean, so from let's the middle. I just died. It's slightly. that is the point. Slide. So lambda I is exactly this. This is definition of Ti, and we can compute Ti, which distribution of Ti almost exactly, which is almost exponential I minus 1 minus 1. So that's just, I'm not going to explain, but this is not. Then the last thing is we parameterize this one. So I introduce theta I squared. By definition, is ni of n0, always less than equal to 1. Then by computing expectation of this one, so lambda I is theta I minus lambda. Ti is mutually independent, the expectation, I mean, basically everything about distribution. How much time is
it? Four.
I shouldn't. Okay. Anyway, in terms of theta I, ni is, this is definition of theta, theta I squared times n, and n is almost lambda n, initially. And Hi, we just compute the expectation given lambda I, then it's easy to compute this. Here n is missing. And we know theta, lambda I is almost theta I times lambda. Just n is missing here. So remember that there's no k-core if and only if Ni minus Hi is always positive for all I except the last one. So this translates into this. So there is no k-core if and only if. So Ni minus Hi is Ni minus this one. So lambda cancelled and 1 theta cancelled. So we have theta minus this one. Okay. So this theta lambda, 1 theta and lambda cancelled. And here is n. So there's no k-core if and only if this is always positive for all theta between 0 and 1. Or there's k-core if and only if this one has solution between theta between 0 and 1. Then it. If lambda is less than this minimum, then there is no solution. If lambda is bigger than this minimum, then there is solution. Okay. Okay. So here is something. For, again, k equals 3. K equals 3. So I took this one. This one is essentially, except a factor, this is essentially number of light clones at certain stage. So initially, if 3.3, then number of light clones decreases, but after this point it increases like this. So there is no 3 core. If lambda is again, so we cannot go further. This is from Mathematica, by the way. And the critical lambda for is about 3.3. That doesn't tell the truth here. Okay, finally, we can easily ref. So, because I already used K, I use H uniform hypergraph. Then we and only the, and we just can prove the similar thing for hypergraph. This one. So here we have H minus 1. Compute this minimum using Mathematica. Finally, we can apply this method pure, whatever that is, for random k-set problem, especially for random two-set, it will leaf-proof of this sharp slash, I mean, window, size of window using this. Of course, we need more complicated argument for random two-set, but we can still prove this relatively easily for this window result of random two-set, and we can just apply this one for the problem of giant strong component of random digraph. So again, we can find this exact window like random graph, a giant component of random graph. Okay, that's it. So just a few. So for two set, we know, but
yeah,
in general.
No, it's a number.
What the Kepler K-sub is just when pure
thorough. Yeah, just pure thorough. Yeah, so for 3K bigger than 3 or equal, we don't get, it's not even close to threshold, but we can analyze this one particular algorithm called pure thorough.
Okay, so.